number of small explosive devices have gone off around the world at United Nations offices. There were no fatalities, but several UN officers have been badly injured. The authorities are taking the situation seriously and fear this may be the beginning of a concerted campaign by those opposed to the Overlord's world order. Supervisor Karellen has so far made no response. Llewellyn Wainwright was asked if these devices were the work of the Freedom League.
Who knows who planted these devices?
Do you condemn these bombings?
I condemn the dictatorship of the Overlords.
Answer the question.
I condemn the occupation of my planet by an alien species. A free people will resist.
The UN High Commissioner, charged with overseeing the decommissioning of nuclear weapons, has been severely injured in today's blast. Is your organization opposed to nuclear disarmament?
When will you people understand? Humanity has lived with the nuclear threat for generations. In living with it, we have made moral choices, and we have not destroyed ourselves. Now, the overlords insist that we remove these weapons as if we can remove darkness from the human heart. It cannot be done. Humanity makes moral choices because we face that darkness, and we are human because we make those choices. If choice is taken away from us, we are rendered children again. Children are not moral beings. Better the slaves of our passions than the slaves of the overlords. Now, if you will excuse me.
Mr. Wainwright!
Can we expect more bombs?
Do you think your philosophy is worth the taking of human life? Heng Sahaba Pacific Rim Krangni. Riuk Dewa. Pengkam Prachung Krang Prawatisa. Prahit Khan Tang Tang.
Recientes eventos han demostrado que los asuntos particulares de nuestras naciones no tienen lugar en el futuro del Estado mundial.
No habrá plus d'intérêt dans l'état mondial de l'avenir que nous allons construire avec l'aide de nos associés.
The overlords. As president of the Union of the Pacific Rim, I shall propose that we vote here to dissolve this assembly, looking forward to a future where the causes of friction between nations become a thing of the past.
A massive explosion rocked the assembly of the Union of the Pacific Rim today, killing the president and 37 delegates. Llewellyn Wainwright, head of the Freedom League, has been arrested, and in a statement from his prison cell in San Diego, said that he expected
I may be in prison on the orders of the dictator overlords, but the organization which I lead continues the struggle to maintain the independence of the human race. It is humanity which must determine its own destiny. It is not for another race of beings, no matter how advanced, to interfere. That is all I have to say. Let the struggle continue.
Wainwright has requested that you go and see him. He wants to talk to you.
What could Wainwright possibly have to say to me?
The prisoner governor conveyed the request earlier today. Will you go?
You think I could persuade him to repudiate his organization's violence?
I don't think you could persuade a man like Wainwright of anything.
No, you're probably right. It's only vanity to think otherwise. But I'm curious as to what he wants to talk to me about,